Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My name is Padraig and welcome to The Voice Note, the podcast where I ask and answer some very difficult questions, divulge over your responses and have an absolute scream along the way. Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode 7 of The Voice Note, your favourite podcast. Thanks for joining. I hope everyone's sliving. The days are getting longer anyway, aren't they? Which is like giving me the summer vibes. I was talking to the lads during the week and I was like, I can't wait for gay season to be upon me. So I can just live my best life again. Also, I don't want to mention the E word too soon, but Eurovision season is in full swing, which means that I'm coming into my prime now. And if you remember Euphoria from a couple of years ago, you'll know Loreen, who won for Sweden. Girls, she's back. You need to get on it. You need to stream her song because it's going to be a summer banger and I can't stop listening to it and it's taking over my life. I also want to say a massive thank you to everyone that reached out since the last episode. It's so lovely to hear that you're not the only one who has like negative thoughts about themselves sometimes. And also, what I've learned from it is we're all tapped. So at least we can all be tapped together. Before I get into this week's episode though, I need to say a massive congratulations to my big sister and my brother-in-law, Patrice and Tyke, on the birth of their baby girl, Regan. I'm absolutely obsessed already and I can't wait until June rolls around so I can meet them. If anyone knew me when my sister had my little nephew a couple of years ago, you'll know that becoming a gunkle quickly became my main character trait. So now I'm at the point where I'm trying not to bring up the fact that I have a new niece in every conversation or with every person that I meet. I'm like that meme, you know, where the guy is like sitting at the table with the veins popping out of his head because he's trying to say something but he's trying to hold himself back. That's me. So I just needed to get that one out there. This week I invited my fellow Cork gay Conor Galvin on for a chat. Now if you've been to like an open mic night or like a storytelling event in Dublin in the last couple of weeks, chances are you might have heard Conor's story. Because this fellow would show up in your cup of tea. He's worse than me. He'd show up in your tea. And by God, I thought I spoke a lot. This fella almost spoke as much as me, but we loved it. We actually had such a scream. But Conor's really open about talking about his mental health and his struggles in the past. And I really appreciated the conversation that we had. So before we even get into our green and red flags, Conor shares some of his story. And it's really, really interesting. So you can say it with me. Without further ado, sit back, press play, relax, and listen to The Voice Note.
I was thinking for the sound check this week, we might do our best. Angela Bassett did the thing. give me your best shot.
Sorry, okay. Angela Bassett did the thing. You gotta move the arms and shoulders. My woman king.
Now, can I just say, I didn't actually know who Angela Bassett was. Is that bad?
I didn't know who Ariana
was. Well, I didn't know who she was, but my housemates were killing me because they were like, yeah, you do, and you definitely know who Ariana, what's her name? DeBose. But we fucking know who she is now. We know who she is.
Sorry, everyone's face. No one knew who she was.
I was like, who got her in? Also, though, what I will say is, she put herself on the map. Angela Bassett is a household name.
Yeah, but that's not her name.
No, I know.
She put Angela on the map.
I know, but then did you see that she deactivated her Twitter because she was getting so much abuse.
And love, though. But it was camp.
I was loving it.
I think it's brilliant.
No, it's the new Slay Queen. It is. It's like it's the new Vanjie.
Do you know what? She tried something different.
She did.
And I think it was camp. It was brilliant. She had a fantastic voice. Did you hear?
Yeah,
before,
she's unbelievable. Obviously, I'm loving the house remix. How dare I sit here and critique? It's like I went on Sissy That Pod last week, right? And I was slicing into some drag queens, and I was like, I can't even tie my shoelaces together. Never mind sew a garment. And like, how very dare I? How very dare I?
You could pull off a death drop. I'd say you do a great snatch
I used to do a brilliant death drop. So I went for a deep tissue massage during the week. First time ever.
Yeah.
I was a bit skeptical because the only times I've ever gotten a massage is like on holidays on the beach.
Are you stressed? Did you need one? No, it wasn't.
It was knots in my shoulders. Anyway, went for the massage. She was like, what's wrong with your shoulders? And I was like, are they very bad? He's like, yeah, you're full of knots. Do you work in construction? And I goes, kinda. And the reason was, I was like, how hot would it be if I did?
I was like, correcting papers.
I know. And then and then it got on to it, and he started mentioning that his partner was a primary school teacher, and I was like, oh, me too. And then I was like,
did your voice deepen when you were like, kinda?
I hit puberty when I went into when I was lying on the massage chair.
Mortified by this. But you know, at the time, like, I don't really get embarrassed by many things. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you go through the mill of getting embarrassed.
No, you do, yeah, you get over it, don't you?
And then, like, a few weeks ago, I was in Turkey. I was like, on Saturday, I was like, do you know what, I have free time, going to travel. Booked on Saturday.
I saw this, stunning.
It was during lockdown, right? I live with a girl and a guy, Michelle and Noel, they're going out. She comes down the stairs any one day, and I was like, Jesus, you look great. And she goes, yeah, thanks. And she goes, it's my first time wearing tan in 3 months. And I was like, well, she said, maybe I should try a lick of tan. Like, it takes it from a 10 to a 12.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
She's already beautiful. So I was like, she's like, I need to try a lick of tan. So anyway, a friend of mine got like a package of loads of tan, and they were like, do you want some? Like, I'm not going to
use
all
some,
this.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah.
I love those friends. Yeah. That's my PJ Kirby. Go on.
But I was like, I'm not going to use the ultra dark one. I was going to Turkey, and I was like, waste not, want not.
Of course.
Mom told me to eat every scrap of food on the plate growing up. So I was like, do you know what? I'll use the ultra dark in Turkey. No one's going to see me that I know. And
perfect.
Like, do you know?
Perfect opportunity.
I don't want to spend 20 euro.
Chance your arm.
So anyway, I'm there a few days, and my friend's like, you need to go to a Turkish bath.
Oh,
and
Connor.
So that, have you had that experience?
No, not. Well, I don't wait for where I tan.
It's a... I didn't think about it.
Yeah, okay.
I was just like, I was feeling my oats.
This is why when I go on holidays with the girls, I'm like, I'm doing one in the pool because they all get a spray tan before they go. Go on.
So anyway, I was like, so first day I go in there and you have to change into this like towel. And I'm not very good at wrapping towels.
Okay.
So I'm walking out and like the
towel. You're used to not wearing the towel.
I'm just used to
you're painting a lovely picture of yourself.
So anyway, like as soon as I go in, you have to go through like the hallway thing. And I don't know what to expect. I just know they give you a beating. Right?
Okay.
So I was like, oh, it's going to be like a deep tissue massage, like your experience.
Like when your man bait me around the gas.
So anyway, I sit down, I get water thrown on me. I was like, oh, I'm getting waterboarded. So I was like, okay, that's fine. At least the water's lukewarm.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not cold water, I can deal. And then anyway, I go and lie
on this. I'm so scared of where is this going.
Lie on this like hot stones. And then anyway, basically you're brought to this chair and he sits you down and like the towel is fixed perfectly. And he basically throws water on you again. Then he kind of like washes you with like suds.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
loads of soap. And like, then... Right, this is where it happens. He takes out this scrubber. Like, what's that?
Uh-oh.
What's that? Do you know when you're washing the dishes?
A Brillo pad.
Brillo pad, yeah. I was like, I obviously want to see the experience, what's happening to me as well. Because I'm like,
just feeling
it. So I'm opening my eyes. But sure, there's suds all over me. So now my eyes are sticking.
But the suds are brown.
And he's about a 6-year-old man.
Babe, this is a PC podcast.
No, it's an experience, babe.
Yeah.
He starts scrubbing me down. He's a 6-year-old man. Lovely, like, poor-ish English.
Daddy.
Like, of course. Like, vigorously washing me.
Okay.
Right? With a Brillo pad. He's starting to speak in Turkish. And like, there's a little bit of panic going on in his voice. I can hear him calling out for someone. He brings someone else over. And he throws water on me a couple of times. So now I can see, and he says, Mr. He's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, like, I'm fine. My eyes are, like, I was just, like, I was rubbing my eyes. I was like, I thought he was just talking about my eyes. I look down, my skin's after peeling, right? Like, the tan is getting washed off, so I'm changing race. Right in front of him, right? But he kind of looks like a skin condition.
Was he freaking out?
He was freaking out. He goes, are you okay? I mortified that fact that I'm wearing tan to all the, like, they're peeling off me, right? Kind of, like, just dehydrated dead skin coming off me.
Ew.
But mortified, I tell a lie. And I was like, I was like, I don't know. And he was like, I think you should go to hospital. And I was like,
Connor.
And me knowing I've never been in better health, bar my eyes.
Yeah.
Now, my eyes are already dodgy because I got laser eye surgery on Groupon.
But then you also got the suds in them.
Yeah, I got the suds. I was like, no, I'm okay. I'll go myself. I'm fine. And he was like, no. Anyway, I just had to convince him that I was fine.
Yeah.
But
then you got out of there as fast as you could.
I got out of there as fast as
I don't blame you, babe.
Mortified.
So is that
they
in
didn't
now?
Charge me.
So no fake tan span.
Well, it's just not ultra dark's been cancelled. Yeah. So
no Sally Hansen.
Let's go extra light.
So sue me.
Extra fair.
Perfect. Right, will we get into it? Guys, I'm delighted to have my internet bestie, and then my bestie in real life, Connor Galvin. Welcome to the pod, girl.
I have two things to say.
Say it.
Red flag, how late you were. Also, this is my first time seeing... Oh, I've seen you before.
Yeah, we have.
Well, but I've seen you in two contexts.
Only in the clubs.
I've seen you in two contexts.
Oh, I know.
Either in O'Neill shorts with knee-high socks trotting along, or you ossified. Me coming up to
okay.
you, like, babe, and you're like, no, can't cope with this right now.
Well, that's me anytime I am in the club. I'm just a disgrace. But for context, first of all, Connor's in fellow Cork Gaeling, Glengariff born and bred. Is it?
Yeah,
you're Glengariff, aren't you?
We.
Now, I love it. I'm sure my parents have the caravan in Ballylickey. Caravan.
Eagle Pines.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been.
They call us the Swallows. Did you know that?
What?
You were probably the people that coined us the Swallows. The locals, we used to call them the smelly locals then, down Bantry. Because they were like the Swallows. They swan in and they swan out for summer. I don't even know if the Swallows
yeah,
do come in
and
out
of summer.
Yeah,
you come and you don't spend. You come and you don't stay.
No, yeah.
I'd say you were in a tent.
How very dare you.
You were in a tent.
Now, Eagle Point is glamour, I'll have you know. Anyway, come here, Connor.
Thanks
for being here, babe. I'm so weak. We're actually recording in Against the Grain. It's on Wexford Street. So I got Connor a little drink and I brought the mic, but what he doesn't know is we're on a date.
Clink, clink to this.
This is my way of getting you on a date.
I also love how when we were at the bar, you go, do you want a drink? But not a cocktail because I can't really afford that.
I never.
You were like, oh, then you said, no, actually, cocktails are two for one.
I said it didn't meet the budgets of the pod.
Okay. I also love how James Cameron got cheese. What did I guess?
Anyway, before we get into it any further, Against Grain, Wexford Street, thanks for having us. Gorgeous here. You'll hear them all working in the backgrounds, but they're all sound and the drinks are flowing. Babe, I walked in and you were like, oh, I have a pint of lager. And I was like, this man doesn't have a fucking clue what a pint of lager is. And then I just saw one that was called Happy Days. I goes, I'll take a Happy Days.
Well, you had your happy endings earlier on in the week. But babe, scraping the bottom of the barrel episode 8.
Babe, don't be silly.
I'm only rising
you. I had you on my listens day dot.
Since day
yeah,
how long's your list?
I made a list of anyone who was chaotic.
You've been keeping up? Yeah.
And so here we are. The chaos hasn't really peaked until now.
Oh, the chaos peaks in my close... I think the day I added you to my close friend's story, the chaos peaked.
I haven't logged into my Netflix account since I got added to your close friends. It's insane.
I haven't gone back to therapy until you started sending me voice notes. Listen, doll, I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you so much for listening.
I actually think this is quite interesting, though, because I was like, I only know you through online. We've
yeah,
met for 30
true.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Now,
do you
want to
tell the story or will I tell the story?
You tell the story and then I'll tell it from my perspective.
Okay, so my story was, I had just moved to Dublin at the time. Na Gaeilge Erica was set up, the LGBTQ plus GA team. I was like, I will definitely do that. Now, I hate sports. I'm shit. And like, that's why, because I'm shit. But however, I am loving a tank top. I also love a pair of O'Neills. So I was like, no, do you know what? It'll be a perfect opportunity to go along, and like meet new people in Dublin and actually maybe like try the sport like in a safer environment, right? And that's exactly what it was, in fairness. Like I went along, tried it, actually really enjoyed it, but I was so shit, and I'm so competitive. Babe, I was shit. You can't say anything now because you are good.
I wasn't. Well, you were. I was like, I'd love to play a bit of gal up here. So I was like, this is perfect. Find a great way to make friends. Now, I went. So I
now,
was
no
like,
tea, no shade. Na Gaeilge, they're doing great things.
Oh,
it's
it was
amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
it
and
is
it's
fantastic.
Silly, and it's growing, and it's amazing.
We went to training, the very first one. Amazing. But sure, 2 days later, I was going to Greece for 5 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
And then I was like, I can't commit.
I know.
Greece for 5 weeks. What do
I
think
I know.
I parked the car.
I parked the car, and then I got out of the car, and I met Luke Nolan, who I knew, who like recruited me.
Yeah.
And he was like, "You, do you know Connor?" And I was like, "No," but I did kind of know who you were. And then you were like, "What?" He was like, "Walk up with Connor," and I was like, "What?" Trudging up, and you know, it's that awkward
you
thing.
You were ahead of me.
I thought I was behind you, babe. I was staring at your ass the whole way.
So it was so funny because... Well,
no, you turned
around.
This
is a gainer scale. You were walking so fast, you caught up to me.
No, you turned around and you couldn't see me because you had to look down to see me because you're 4 foot taller than me. That's the problem.
So anyway, I was like, this guy's so friendly. I was like, I've already made one friend. And then you were like, I could hear from like you the dirty Cork accent.
Yeah,
and I was like,
straight out.
Oh, he's one of my type. Like, we'll bond over that. And now, not going to lie, as soon as you said your name, I said, that's Padraig from the podcast. When I say I'm
that's
grandmam,
what everyone says.
My grandmam got me through the worst days of
lockdown.
Same here. I had a little bit of a really tough emotional time last October, and there was one day where I was driving. I'd say I turned around on the M7 about five times. I'd gone up to Dublin. I was like, I'm going up for 3 weeks, and things were. We'll get into it later.
Yeah, we'll get into it, but
she
don't worry.
She was not doing quite well, which is okay.
Which happens.
But I was like, I need to go home. I need to go home. I need safety.
Yeah.
I'm worried about myself. And I was listening to I'm Grandmam in the car.
Yeah.
I'd say I had about five episodes on.
Yeah.
And I was going down the M7, and I was like, no, I'll be fine. I can do this.
Yeah.
Go back up.
Yeah.
Go down as the boy, as the tears are down my face.
No, it's so true.
And Kevin and PJ are taking the piss out of each other.
I know. They're great like, that way. And you know what? So many people have said that to me about them, that it, like when they were at their lowest, it was just a break from it.
Exactly.
They're brilliant. And like very fortunately, I can fucking listen to them all the time. Now, would I say oversaturation for me? Perhaps.
Well, no. Do you know what's great about your podcast? Is like when I'm feeling like my best and want to remember what it's like to feel low.
Do you know what? People actually always say that to me. I always bring the best out from people.
Actually,
nobody's ever said that to me.
Anyway, I knew exactly
if
who you
me,
were.
You can say it to me.
I knew exactly who you were.
I
but
knew
I was
you
like,
were too.
I can't be like, oh, you're part of the podcast.
Also, babe, at the end of the day, right, two gays from Cork, we're bound to know each other. In fairness, it's not like there's many of us there.
Well, no.
Do you know what I mean? No, we do.
Now we're best.
Now that you're on this.
Can we hug?
It's not yeah.
Oh my God, I usually keep the hugs at the end.
Oh, I'm a hugger. Oh, so am I. Anyway, I was going as a newbie. You're a seasoned professional. Like, you played sports growing up, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you were grand.
Babe,
you might as well have led the whole thing. Like, didn't you? They were getting you to lead the drills or whatever they call them.
The
you were drilling.
Well, I was there to play.
You were drilling.
I was like, sorry, why is no one taking this seriously?
Oh, no.
When are we doing 15 versus 15?
Oh.
No, I'm joking.
You know,
I'm
babe,
joking.
You were there for the football. I was there for the drinks in the George after.
I was there for both. Do you know what the best thing is? Like,
do you
like,
still play football?
Yeah, but like, I don't live in Glengarry. Well, I can't live in Glengarry. So it's like, I don't go down for games. But it's brilliant because it's like, it's all the lads I grew up with.
Yeah,
and it's totally. Like, do you know, it's like we all get together and play the games, and it's as if I never had left them.
Yeah.
But like, of course,
it's
like
a lovely bonding thing. And I think that's something that I missed out on actually growing up, is that like, I didn't have that like team thing. But then I did find it through like doing drama and dancing, and like lots of my closest friends are the gals and the guys that I used to dance and do shows with, because we used to spend loads of it's very similar vibe. But like, there is a kind of thing as well that I'm like, oh, for the sake of culture, and also I'd love to be able to sit down and watch the match on a Sunday. No interest though, it's awful.
But there is a distinction
like
though.
You wouldn't get me to cross the road to Croke Park, and I can see it from my window. So are you still playing sports?
So yeah,
so?
I still play, but
but that's nice. It's a nice way of you like spending time with people from home as well though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. But like, as you probably know from growing up, I was like, it's another method of like seeking worth in something.
Yeah,
I knew
totally.
I was good at sport,
totally.
So I was like,
yeah.
Oh, do you know, I felt shit myself.
Yeah.
But like growing up, you're like, oh, I feel like, oh, do you know, I'm not aligning
like,
to masculinity.
It's funny because a lot of like GA players who would like obviously have been like, you know, the stereotypical person that you wanted to be growing up, mm-hmm. coming out afterwards and saying like that they suffer with their mental health and stuff like that, like, you know what I mean? Like, you, I always look at these guys like, you know, the, as people that you'd want to be, aspire to be like, because they, you know, they're typically straight, good at sport, really well admired, everyone in the community likes them because they like sport. Yeah. Then after they come out and they have the same struggles as you, it's just in a different light. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but well, that's true for a variety of things. Like, but a variety of people you look up
totally,
to, a variety of people who are talented.
Totally.
Apparently, no, random facts. This isn't really fun. But after the Olympics, athletes like who begin to like, do you know, they train for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Apparently, like 70-80% of athletes suffer with depression afterwards because
it's
like a it's huge
calm down.
Yeah. So it's when it's like that with
that's
GAA,
like me when I leave the club.
It's me when I don't get a match on Tinder.
No, I've said this before in the pod and I'll say it again. It's like, you know, when I'm on a holiday and I'm enjoying myself, by like day 2 out of 7, I'm already on a come down because I'm like, I'm dreading the end of it. Do you do that at all? No. That's just the weird.
I was like, if I haven't got the pick.
No.
If I haven't got the pick.
Yeah.
If I haven't got the pick, I'm stressed.
Yeah, but what about your one over in wherever she is claiming that she's Madeleine McCann? Did you see this at all?
Yeah, I did see that.
No.
Well,
I smell a stunt. Like, I mean, some people try to get clout by starting a podcast. One of the reasons that I wanted to ask you on was because I do know that you're a good storyteller.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Well,
so
like,
babe,
it comes with being a cultable supplier.
Exactly.
The
exactly.
census.
I love
he,
it.
Him,
fiction,
her, liar.
Fiction, non-fiction, it doesn't matter. So like, babe, the less I have to say, the better.
Well then stop fucking interrupting me.
Go for it.
I'm only rising.
Hit me up.
No, okay, this is tea because
yeah.
it's an important part of my life. And there's like a duality aspect I find to me in that, like, I have this one side of me that when I'm well and healthy and happy, I'm super outgoing. Everything is positive, rosy. I have so much energy I can't contain. I love games. We get into red and green flags.
Yeah,
I have
so
many things to say about games.
Yeah.
But last year, I was going through a really rough time, post-COVID and a few other things. And I had suffered with depression and mental illness before.
Yeah.
And I knew it was coming strongly back. But I was like, you know, everyone has bad days, everyone has bad weeks, everyone has bad patches. You have to fight them too. Do you
of
know,
course.
You do your thing, you go to the gym, you spend time with friends. I was like, oh, do you know, what's a better thing to do at a time of turbulence than to get a new job and move to London?
Okay.
I got a new job, moved to London. I kept seeking kind of further external validation, I think. Anyway, also went, I was on antidepressants for 5 years and I went off them because I thought I was
okay.
stable.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, it just, I guess it allowed everything in.
Yeah.
And it allowed
so like
me
that
to
there was a lot of things, a lot of change, a lot of things going on.
Which I think grounded me to a halt, which I needed to.
Yeah, okay.
I think I was running on empty.
Okay.
I'm running a bit, you know, you start to
yeah.
become a bit more
and
chaotic. And it grounded me to a halt, like moving city, this huge adjustment. And I was like, oh, this is all wrong. And I was like, people call me Dropout Deirdre. I dropped out of university twice. I know when something doesn't fit me.
Yeah.
And when it's out, I was like, I feel it in my bones, this is wrong.
Yeah.
So I had to move home to Glengariff. And I went home to Glengariff, I'd say, 4 times the year before.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't go home that often. Love home, love my family, but I just don't go home
that
often.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I was like, I have to move back home to Glengariff, which is very quiet, I'm in my mid-20s, but I knew I don't think you're either well or ill when it comes to mental illness. Like, it's a scale.
Yeah, it's totally a spectrum.
I knew
and
I
feel
was
that
on the
too.
Worst end.
There's some times where I'm really well and I'm having a great time and that's lovely.
Mm.
And then, but there's always something in the back of my head that knows that like there's going to be a time where it's probably going to dip again.
Mm.
And like when I do dip, I like, you know, I'm very good now at like recognizing it and being like, I know that we'll get better again, but it's very difficult to get yourself out of that rut.
I was quite worried because this, I think, was my, that I can point to a fourth or fifth time of having quite serious depression.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
My first time was, I was in second year, I was like 13, 14.
Okay,
I
so quite young,
school,
oh my God.
Stopped going to school, I was hiding in the bathroom
really
at lunch times, and like having all these thoughts.
And did
like,
you recognize those feelings as being depression
no, of course
at the time?
Not. Of course not.
No.
Not when you don't have the awareness
no,
of it. I was like,
not.
I knew, I
like,
was,
we're not that old, but like in school it was very like taboo. So like, how are we meant to know what it was?
There was no
really?
Yeah, there was no awareness of it. But
no.
It's also like when you're in your teens, people are like, oh, hormones, you know, it's a tough time.
There's always something else to blame.
And then, you know, and like you're trying to figure yourself out as well.
Yeah.
But at that point, like a symptom of depression is like if you have it long enough, you can compound into negative thoughts about your own life.
Yeah.
And like to have those thoughts at 14, then they came back 18, 21, and they were coming back at 26, and I was like, I have adjusted and changed and worked on so many things in my life. and I'm in a really happy place. I have everything I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Do you know, I have the opportunity to travel. I have great friends. Yeah. I've had great relationships. I've been in love. I have, do you know, I have an able body.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was like, everything is perfect, but I'm feeling absolutely awful. I had really slid down the scale from really well to really ill. And like, I was like, I'm not seeing my friends. I'm, do you know, reclining from life. Grounded to a halt, moved home to Glengariff. I was living in Glengariff with my parents, doing very little for 8 months. And when I spoke about earlier of like listening to my grandmam going up and down the M7, I had kind of like experienced this like outer body sensation that I couldn't get out of for, I think, the third time. I was really worried about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this has been going on for months and I don't feel I'm getting any better.
Yeah.
And it is really tough because my parents are like, oh, do you know what? Like, what can we do? What, like, maybe you should talk to someone. And I was like, I have been talking to someone. I've been going to the doctors and, you know, I've been taking medication. I've been going to a psychologist. And I was like, I will talk about everything. I will talk about my life, what I like about myself, my insecurities. I will talk about my relationships. I will talk about growing up. I will talk about anything if it helps me get better. Nothing was making me get better.
Yeah.
I ended up going into hospital. My parents brought me to hospital and I had a very positive experience, but I really needed it because I was very concerned for myself.
Yeah.
And which is a really challenging thing to say because... And it's interesting when you speak about, like, you know, when you see GAA players, people say, like, a lot about me, they're like, oh, I never would have thought, because when I meet people, I'm super optimistic, super
energetic. And I get that, like, in fairness, like, you're a good-looking guy, look, you're really popular.
Oh, the date's going well.
Yeah, get that in there. No, but in fairness, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're popular, like, you have good friends, you have, you know, like, you're sporty, you've got that air of confidence, and people say that about me, too. But no, they don't.
Did you say arrogance or
confidence? No, they say,
babe, it's Christmas.
No, they say I'm a cocky prick.
But it got to the stage where I was like, I've been at home in Glengariff with my parents for 4 months.
Yeah.
I don't want to see my friends. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
This has been going on so long. I am like reduced myself to nothing and I don't see anything way out. And I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was absolutely terrified. And I think it's because this time I had like, when everyone has had tough times as a teenager growing up and you've places you can point the finger.
Yeah.
I remember when like in school, like I kind of found it tough and I was like, oh, it's because people are saying this or like, I don't fit in here.
Yeah.
Or like I'm finding weird or like when I was 18, I wasn't out yet. Do you know that? And I was like, oh, that's the problem. Or then when I was 20, whatever, I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing in my life. Do you know? And it's like, you have that finger to point. And I think this time was the first time that I couldn't point to something and say, here, this is where the pain is. This is where I need to fix. Like you have to realize that the enemy was inner me.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like,
It's not a physical ailment.
No.
Right?
And
then it's not something that you can go in and get stitched up or you can like go and have an operation to have fixed.
But I'd say I'm unemployed. I'm out of work 9 months now.
Okay.
Because I was so unwell. And like, I'm really embarrassed sometimes when people are like, what do you do? And like, I'm pretty open about my
now, babe,
journey.
Can I just say I'm delighted you're unemployed because it means that you were at my disposal whenever I needed you for the pod.
He was like, can you arrive here at 2? I won't be there till 4, but...
No, I know, babe, and I'm never late for things, but it was my first red flag.
Wait, 1 second. How did we get on to me in hospital?
Sorry, I always bring it back to me.
Here, so
now,
long story short.
You do know my name's on the pod, yeah? Anyway,
sorry, is this a collab?
No, go on.
This is a spin-off
series.
No, go
on. You're looking
But anyway,
for
sorry.
Go
so
on,
it's taken me 9 months and I was like, okay, I think it's time for me to like slowly start building up the skills again.
Yeah.
Once I started to feel a bit more well, do you know, and I was like, I never lost my routine of like going to the gym and eating. But, like I was sleeping 14 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I need to start seeing my friends. I started wanting to see my friends. I started wanting to work again. So then I'd like coming up to Dublin to see my friends much more often. And yeah, and I was like, I'm going to move back up to Dublin. My friend has gone touring, best of luck, Jillian. And she is giving me her room for 2 months.
Amazing.
So I was like, I'll grab a job in a restaurant.
And like, what's lovely about that is like, you have 2 months now. And there's an insight. So like, look, in 2 months time, or even in between, you're not spending loads on rent. You can head home if you wanted to. Do you know what I mean? But it gives you an opportunity to like, you know, find your feet.
I say I'm well again. I brought the most chaotic week into my life.
And
but like,
first,
we do it twice.
But it's your first week in Dublin.
It's my first week in Dublin.
I know,
yeah,
but babe, and like, look, and like,
it's
you have to remember as well, like that you probably have missed out on an awful lot as well. You know, when you were feeling unwell. So you're absolutely more than welcome to come up and have a chaotic week in Dublin. Do you know what I mean?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
How are you feeling now? Like, what are you doing to help yourself?
I sound like my mom.
But that's the thing, because like, that's what people are like wondering all the time. It's like, what can I do? Do you know what
and
I mean?
And I was like, if that's one of the things when people ask me that, I was like, I can't give you advice.
I think from my own personal experience, it's like you have to be ready to want to help yourself.
One of the best pieces of advice I ever got was Jenny Keane. Shout out to Jenny Keane. She said, my mom always says, time heals. And Jenny says, yeah, that's true, but healing heals.
Yeah.
And like what you said there, you have to want
to want.
But you also have to be very self-aware. You have to go into places you don't want to go to. You also do need support, and it took me 9 months.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty active and I'm pretty aware. And I was like, if there was a quick fix, I would have done it. It's taken me 9 months to want to return to life. And I was like, even at that, like this week I found myself, I was like, I want to go home. And that's part of, you know, fighting against it,
totally,
changing routine.
Totally, so, it's fight and flight.
So anyway, girl, this is my return.
Babe, and you're just in time. You're just in time. Just no, I actually really do appreciate like how, like, first of all, vulnerable this conversation is, and like how important it is to have these conversations. Mm. Like I'm not similar, but I've had similar experiences to you in the sense that like I've suffered with my mental health for years as well. I've been up and down like a horse and nickels. And I spent most of my early 20s on medication too. Mm-hmm. And I think I can't really pinpoint it either. I suppose I always had like tendencies growing up where it was kind of like, you know, what I would recognize now is panic. Mm-hmm. But at the time I just thought I was like a warrior. Or like people would call you as a worry, or you worry about things, but it was actually probably
sensitive.
I was probably panicking
too
at the
much.
Time,
okay, yeah.
And those kind of things. And it was where it was the transition from secondary school to college that really got me. It was like this massive change, and change still triggers the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah,
do you know, and as a result, like I never went on like a J1. I went to Greece for a couple of weeks with my friends, and I fucking pulled an absolute wobbler when I was in like second year of college, and like I was meant to be there for like 6 or 8 weeks, and I turned around to them after 2 weeks, and I was like, guys, I have got to go home. And like, they were amazing, and they like, look, like I was meant to be there for my 21st. We had like this like early birthday party. Like, they were amazing, and like, all of my friends have been really supportive because I've always been really open about struggling with it. So I went on medication for years as well, and then. I decided to come off it just before I moved to Oz. But like that, I was over there, and like I should have been having this amazing time, and I did. I really enjoyed it. But there was always a time where I was like, I need to be at home. I had that drag to come home as well.
Safety.
It's the safety. Mm. And like when I was in college, especially actually, there was a lot of pressure to be out all the time, like doing all these different things and living the college experience. And because I was so unhappy and so like unwell, I suppose. Now I see it as unwell, but at the time unhappy. People couldn't understand. They didn't get it. They're like, why aren't you coming out all the time? Why are you going home? Like, why are you going home on a Thursday night? Why are you doing this? And I was like, I couldn't recognize those feelings, and I didn't know what it was.
But I also resonate with that. And from my perspective, I don't recognize myself from 5 months ago.
Yeah.
The 5 months ago me that didn't want to see my friends.
Yeah.
The 5 months ago the me that like felt such shame in my body, my interests, and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't recognize that person who is so. I love to travel solo. I had no intention. I was like, I could never do that. I was like, I remember at the start, I was like, I started to panic, and I was just crying all the time.
Yeah.
I got such comfort by lying on the floor. Like,
yeah.
I was just grounded, and I was, my family were like, oh, like my brother was home from Canada, and we were like, we're all going for dinner on Sunday, and I was like, I'm not going. I can't go. And I was just like, but it was just, I don't recognize that person. I'm loud.
Yeah.
I was asking my friends for red flags, and they were like, red flag if you're in a relationship with someone who's more extroverted than you.
Yeah. And babe, you burst in that door a while ago. You took the window pane with you. I'm so meet the barman. Me, I'm so sorry.
Thank you so much. I think it's so important. I spoke about it at Shanachia with PJ Kirby there.
I just say as well, I haven't got to Shanachia yet because I haven't been able to get a ticket. Kieran Gaff is wiping the ground. Like, he's doing such amazing things. He's gone global. If you haven't been, neither have I. Let's try and get tickets and go together if we ever will.
He was so sweet. He asked me to speak at Gaylee.
Yeah, the mother's amazing, so brilliant.
You have to go to that.
I'm going
to
be there. I'm going to be there.
Okay, sorry, the theme is asking me to speak about love.
No.
If someone could break my heart, and I'd say thank you.
When I found out the theme was love, I was like, that would be a nice one to do. You know what I mean? Like, it would be a good crack, you know what I mean? Have a drink. You know me, I love a drink. And I was like, I could do that. And then I found out it was love, and I was like, I'd be up there for 3 seconds.
Oh, I'd be up there for 10 hours.
I heard you're headlining your own stage. That'll be brilliant. That'll be brilliant.
Be fab.
As we were saying, it took me until this year. So I reckon I've been up and down and in and out with like mental health issues since I'm probably 19. But it's this year. So 10 years was the first year that I actually properly committed to going to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
And my God, what an unpacking it's been.
Did you match with your therapist? Like, do you get on, he or she?
Well, look, I did a bit of research online.
Yeah.
And found this.
Right.
Found this.
Yes. He doubles up with the suits.
Yeah.
He's off.
We spend Friday, Saturday and Sunday together. And I don't even have to pay. No, I'm really joking. I found this guy, and the reason I chose him is because I just felt as though doing a bit of research about him, it would match, and he was really good. He rang me first of all. We had a conversation about, you know, what my needs were going to be, and he's like, come in for a chat, and we did, and from there I knew then that it was going to work. And like, I said it to him straight out. I was like, I need you to be brutally honest with me, and like, challenge me. I like to be challenged. And that's what he's trying to do, which I really appreciate. Now, we do have it on the night of Gaylee, so we'll have to try and swing it. We'll have to try and swing a cancellation. Yeah. Let's just bring the vibes.
It's a tough journey sometimes because you can unpack something you don't.
Thank you. And I haven't really mentioned it on this before. And this is something that I am going to speak about in more detail in the future. But I'm actually relatively new to the journey, so I don't want to start speaking about my experience of therapy until I'm actually like deep properly and like properly doing it.
Are you open with your friends in general? Or like,
totally.
Do you like about the difficult?
Yeah, like people know that I've
talk about.
Totally.
Because it's a skill.
Yeah, and like I would speak to some friends more openly than I would speak to others, but everyone would understand. Like, everyone would know if I'm having a bad time or whatever. But there are some people that I would confide in more than others. What about you?
I mean, Jamie Lee is all of us.
I was like,
I'll talk to anyone who'll listen.
Yeah.
I've become skilled at opening up and being vulnerable.
And you know what? As well, I find that people really value...
It allows me to connect with people.
Yeah, and people really value if they feel that you can confide in them.
And I also feel lighter. I feel better. And
yeah,
I value
good.
Their perspective.
Well, I'm fucking delighted for you that you're feeling better.
Thanks. And
girl,
likewise,
work.
I'm delighted you're in therapy.
Taking over Dublin... Now, girl, you better stay under me, though, in the hierarchy of things. I had to claw my way to the top, honey. Fucking think you're starting your own fucking podcast. Can you tell them at the end of the drink?
Yeah, it's like, when do we get a second pint? Right, okay. Enough serious vibes.
Right, great.
Yeah,
can we get another drink for us? Hey, friend. Cheers, hey, here. You have to cheers.
Cheers.
Serving day ball.
Cheers.
Okay. Refuel.
Vamos.
Yeah.
Vamos.
Do you know what, actually?
Anna was
after this podcast comes out, I bet you they'd be like, Padraig and Connor did the thing.
They
can call us Panner.
They flopped.
Yeah, flop era.
Flopped. So, babe.
Anyway.
Now that we're 45% of the way through.
Now that I'm back from the bar for the second time, I'm fucking broke.
Now that I have enough drink in my system to enjoy life.
Now that my anxiety has subsided. Speaking of therapy, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of therapy, one thing that has been pointed to me is that maybe, now I say strongly, I seek the red flags in people as opposed to green flags.
Oh.
So I thought what would be interesting.
I'm colorblind.
I know, babe.
Nah,
I don't do flags, I do banners.
Bunting.
Yeah, I do warning signs only.
Do you know the way some people have a second Twitter account for like...
Like an alt.
For like, but like...
Sexy bits.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah.
I have a second Twitter account.
Is it for sexy bits?
No. It's for...
I don't care, so...
It's for flags, maps, and geography accounts. I just love flags. I love geography. I love capitals. I love...
Okay. And so the more I hear from you, the more I realise everything makes sense. What I've decided to do as an episode was, like, what are my green flags? So I sat down, I wrote some out, and in doing so, I just ended up with two lists. A list of green and a list of red. Mm-hmm. But actually, my reds are way longer than my greens. So let's just unpack them all.
About yours, specifically.
About what I feel from friendships are potential relationships.
Can we start off with some light
oh
ones
my God,
before
yeah.
we move into the hard
yeah,
ones?
Absolutely.
Anything to do with Snapchat?
Gone.
I'd
out the door.
Snapchat.
No, babe. That's a disgrace. But you know what? This is so funny because I was thinking about this one as well. I have friends who will say that they're not using Snapchat, and then you're like, they're showing you a video or something, and the Snapchat thing comes down, they want to die, and I'm like, rightfully so. It's the deepest shade of burgundy. My first one, my first red flag, is men with the podcast. Now, maybe I'm just putting down the fact that I'm single to the fact that I have a podcast because it's something I can blame it on.
We need more white men with podcasts saying
I agree, babe. Totally.
Reclaim
actually,
the patriarchy.
No, we don't.
Reclaim.
I need no competition here, honey.
Men with podcasts. Like solo men who think they have lots to say.
I just think that men with a podcast is a bit of a nick.
You like to entertain. That's why
well,
she
no,
podcast.
Babe, it's not that I like to entertain. I feel like my vocation...
I'm an entertainer.
My vocation is to entertain.
She's a performer.
Entertainment.
She's a performer.
Right, go on, hit me with another
okay,
one.
Okay, well, I just have a few, like, light ones, right? I got to rattle it. If he goes, go smell... On. If he goes, smell to deltas. Right,
oh,
if you accuse someone of fart and he goes, smell... But that's a red flag. But green flag, if they have enough banter to reply with, denied it, supplied it.
Totally.
Smell to deltas, but like if he's enough, whatever, to like volley back and be like, denied a supply, I'm like, all right, okay.
Someone who's quick with a comeback.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
A bit of banter. That's it.
Also,
that's a good one.
Own your fart. Own your farts, babe.
Okay, no, I. Oh, red flag talking in toilet humor.
Toilet humor is different to owning your farts.
Okay, yeah, own your farts. Red flag, they only eat chocolate pillows for breakfast every morning.
For fuck's sake. Who is time for breakfast anyway?
If they own a reptile, that's just like, red flag. If he likes jazz a little bit too much. If he comments on my fallen arches too soon, right, too soon. And one of my red flags, right, if I get rejected, that's fine.
Yeah,
I have to learn to take rejection. But I will leave the apartment and I'm like, I need some way to out.
Yeah.
I will sing Carrie Underwood under my breath. And I dug my key into the side.
If you've been rejected.
Oh, I'm a little bit my
I
ego's
love
bruised.
That for you, babe.
Carry
on. Do you know what I do if I'm on the way to
a anger.
If I'm on the way to a date, S&M by Rihanna.
Oh.
I literally will tell you something now, right? After the Super Bowl, what I've realised is me and Rihanna have the same vocal range.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not saying it's the same tone, mm-hmm. we have the same vocal range, and my singing voice is best suited to Rihanna, right? Mm-hmm. And the other thing I will admit is that I'm at my sexiest when S&M is playing. Would you believe it?
Do you have a playlist for the bedroom?
I have just Rihanna music playing at the moment.
Green flag, he takes off his miraculous medal before things happen in the bedroom.
Red flag, he leaves it on.
Yeah.
It depends
green,
what you're...
Green flag, he asks you to bite the cross.
It depends what you're into, babe. One of my gay world red flags, mask for mask, are sane and sorted. Have you never seen on like an app where someone's like, oh, I'm sane and sorted? It means that they're not insane and they're sorted, as in like, I don't know what that means. Why do they have a house or a dog or something?
Do you know what something that I used to do, and I think it was just like, it's this like not fully accepting yourself.
Mm.
And it is a red flag if someone says it. It's like, I'm not one of those gays.
Yeah, are people who are like, no femme. Babe,
femme.
I'm like,
I'll have a side of femme, please.
I'm going to mama up this message. Babe, femme forward.
Femme fatale.
Okay, another one I have. Anyone who's consumed by or overly relies on zodiac signs, I can't deal with. I don't know what the fuck they mean.
Okay, right.
I just
want to say one thing, which I find very interesting. I've had 3 relationships, and all of their birthdays are within 10 days of each other.
And so stop dating people with that window frame, because they're obviously not working.
Fuck you. Their star sign is just that they're very organized, they're very rigid.
What star sign is
ambitious. Capricorn?
Couldn't tell you what that means.
But like they're very ambitious, they're very determined, they're balanced.
Babe, when I hear Capricorn, I think of a Capri sun. When I hear Sagittarius, I just think of saggy things. I don't have a clue what any of them mean.
Yeah, okay. I don't poke
And then, or do you know as well when people are like, oh my God, what's your star sign? I'm like, you fucking tell me if you're so fucking seasoned.
Some people are like, I went to a fortune teller and they said we're going to work out.
No.
But like, if ever I'm bored and I'm like, let me just see how compatible our star signs are.
I get that.
But just
I
as,
get that.
As a joke.
Totally. And like,
I
babe,
don't put any
babe,
weight in it.
If I buy a magazine, the first thing I'm checking is Mystic Meg.
Page 3.
Just in case. I'm like,
page
get me
3.
In, hook me up, who's getting rich? It's not fucking cancer anyway, because that's what I am. The next one is, if they go down on one knee when they're tying their shoelace, I cannot cope.
Well, you hardly go down on two knees.
No,
then
babe,
you be able
no,
to reach
it's not that you just put your foot up on something.
Oh.
When I see people down on one knee tying their shoelace, I want the ground to swallow them up.
I thought you were talking about red flags about yourself.
I don't have any red flags. Henceforth, why I'm single.
Green flag? He loves to play games. Right? As in, like, whatever the game may be.
Okay.
A board game, card game, like... No.
See, I don't know about that,
like,
babe, because I'm so competitive, and if I lose, I'm pissed off then.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's part of it.
Also,
do you
know...
you take rejection well?
No. Also, well, no, babe, I've never been rejected.
You don't stay long
that's
enough
such
to
a fucking
rejected.
Lie. Will I actually give you a red flag
oh, yeah.
of me? I never learned how to, nor do I know how to, tie my own shoelaces.
You're wearing shoelaces
no,
now.
No, babe, this is... And we had this conversation last week.
Oh my God, you're wearing Velcro.
No.
Are they kitten heels?
Babe, I'm wearing 6-inch stilettos. No, I have to loop them in a loop and then tie them as a knot.
Loop
I don't know.
Loop.
What's the... It's the round the rabbit in the hole up the burrow.
Geez, that second drink is hitting
me. I know, isn't it?
Go on, hit me with another one. Another one.
What else do I have? Oh yeah. These are more of an ick.
Okay.
Have you ever been in the airport, right? And you're getting your bag off the conveyor belt. And like you just take it and pull it off, but someone struggles with the bag,
it
and they're like, they're kind of. You leave it go around again. And you try the second time. You do not.
Fall.
You do not fall over.
Oh,
you do not struggle.
It's a moment.
You do not struggle.
No, but you know what's a great relationship test? Airport stress. Seeing how they deal with it.
That's so fair.
Thanks.
But you see, when I'm going with my friends, I will get off the plane. I'll be like, right, see you outside. I'll just go and I'll walk. I have to do it on my own. Is it any fucking wonder I'm on my own?
We'll get to that at the end. Green
well,
flag.
If the date goes well.
Oh, green flag, he goes choo-choo when the train starts. I think that's good crack. Like, sometimes... I have a few personalities. When I flush the toilet, sometimes I go, woo!
You're giving split, babe. This is the first episode where I've had five different people on the same place.
That is so true.
The only other red flag that I have is people who run for the bus. Bus drivers don't stop. Also, Dublin bus... is also a red flag. You could get the bus in any country in the world and be early, except for Dublin. You're always going to be 4 days late,
it's
and that's all I'm going to say. Dublin bus, you need to get your shit together.
I
almost didn't get to go on a date with Connor.
I only tap things. I love to tap. Tapping is one of my favourite things.
Babe, you can tap this anytime.
It's 5 p.m. and it's a Friday,
what's
so we're going
in
after this.
What's in the happy days?
30%.
Okay, so I also asked people to send in their red flags. There was a lot of grief for gamers. Do you play games? No, as in like...
Love on, games!
No,
no,
I don't.
Red flag.
No, like as in like the on the Xbox.
No, I used to growing up. And I like, if someone was playing FIFA, I'd join them. But like, I don't game actively.
Okay.
But last
I got
week...
I got a Wii for Christmas once and I used it for a day. That was it.
I got 2 Wiis one Christmas from
my
aunt.
Oh my God,
Santa.
Guys, he's got money.
There's like...
Guys, he's got... Oh, it's Santa.
It's a bit
he's
hard.
Got fucking money.
He's got...
Say no more. Okay, someone else said harmonizing happy birthday. You'd harmonize to happy birthday, I know you would.
Would just you not?
No, babe, I can't harmonize.
Oh, okay.
I can sing.
Wait, find the note.
Oh, don't make me sing. Fionnuala Moran, a very good friend of mine, she said compliments that use the word actually. So, like, you're actually really nice.
Do you know what sometimes people say to me? They're like, actually, you're not that intimidating.
But I was, do you know?
You're actually really sweet. And I was like, but like, they're only judging off, like,
They're like, actually, you're not that chaotic, and you're like, shut your mouth.
Yes, that's my personality.
How very dare you.
Actually, not as much of a stick as I thought.
Yeah, yeah. My sister said, when they tell you it's your round, bitch.
But sometimes you need to be called out.
I know, but like, that girl is
your
married.
Your sister's cheap.
She's, oh, babe, don't. I rinsed her the last week, I can't rinse her again.
Oh, right, okay.
But I will, I'll rinse her. She's been married since 2018. She's been with my brother-in-law since well before that. I've never seen her to buy a round. And if she does buy a round, she leaves my poor fucking brother-in-law to get out of the round. Because she's like, nah, he can buy his own. So she has some audacity.
She has priority.
She's got some audacity.
I like it. Can I ask, I'm going to give you a situation, right? And it's a relationship situation. It's not a red flag, it's not a name. Okay, so my friend, names will not be named, was outside Coppers waiting for her friend to come out.
Red flag.
And this guy comes up to her.
Coppers, red flag.
She's right.
She
works in a certain industry where they frequent Coppers. She's 19 at the
time. She's a nurse.
She's 19 at the time.
Okay.
Repeat, 19. So this guy comes up to her and he's mid-20s, right?
Oh, no.
And he goes, hey. And she was like, I love his accent. And he goes, how old are you? And she goes, 20. Right? And she was like, how old are you?
She was 19.
Yeah. Okay, she goes, 27. Anyway, they date on and off for a year. But that night, she was like, where are you going? He was like, oh, I'm going back to my house, blah, blah, blah. Like, I live with my friends. On and off for a year, they were dating. Until 1 year later, their mutual friend found out that she lied about her age and that he actually lives with his parents, but lied about living with his friends.
I'm going to get sick.
So the lies had gone on. Like, there were many.
Lies
and
many.
But then, like, they started off, and it's like, at what point you correct? So she made me post. Like, she made me post happy 21st birthday on her Facebook wall when I was her 20s. And so then their mutual friend, 1 year later, goes,
the commitment to it.
The friend goes, she's actually 20, and he lives with his parents. But at what point do you, like, if you tell a small fib, like, that's your best.
And it's snowball effect.
But it's like, yeah.
I knew she's a queen. My green flags are, if he doesn't text me back.
Oh, I want them more.
Absolutely. Actually, treat me badly is a green flag. Someone who cancels plans.
If I had a podcast, it would be sponsored by Cadbury's. Cadbury's Flake. I am flaky. Red flag of me. If I'm dating with someone, I'll be flaky to my friends.
Oh, no.
And they know.
I'm like, but like, if you're going to cancel the plan, don't make up an excuse. Just tell me that you don't want to do it. And that's fine by me. Because the likelihood is that I don't want to do the plan either. So I'm delighted by the fact that you don't want to do it, which means that I'm not going to have to engage in this plan.
Do you know what my favourite thing to say to someone is? I'm sorry I'm late, but I didn't want to come.
Brilliant.
Is that where you relate to that?
No. No, babe. I told you already. Dublin boss.
Green flag. If I'm dating someone and I love people who are interested in things.
But what's lovely about you is that you will invest your time to teach yourself about the things that they enjoy.
Because I know it's important to them.
Oh my god, wow.
It's called deception.
Now, are you looking for someone because you're giving everything? You're giving it all.
Babe, it's
literally now there's not a crumb left on the plate.
Babe, dust your sleeve off
Jesus
and put your hair back where it belongs.
Jesus Christ. Babe, I have a game for you.
Yeah,
now,
I love games.
Unoriginally, it's called Smash or Pass.
It's not about boys, no, is it?
It's a situation.
I'm very picky.
It's a situation. I'm going to give you a situation, and then you're going to tell me if it was like a friend or a potential relationship, whether you're going to smash or pass them, depending on the relationship. All I want to hear is smash or pass, and then you can tell me afterwards.
If I have any hot takes.
You meet a guy on a night out who says they're going to message you. The next morning, you wake up to a message, but he sent it using Facebook Messenger. Smash or pass?
Smash if the only method he has to contact me is Facebook.
No, babe, come on. It's 2023.
Yeah, but like, what if he doesn't have me on Instagram?
But he has Facebook.
But like, as in if he's searching everything. He obviously doesn't have my number.
My mom uses
My
mom uses Facebook Messenger to message fake Dermot Kennedy accounts and asking for tickets. And that's no word of life. And they're always like, yes, no problem, give me your credit card details. And she's like, I've no credit card, can I have yours? I'm like, stop doing it.
So you're passing, right? How long have you been single? Okay, smash or pass for you, right?
Absolutely pass.
I'm telling you behind.
Facebook Messenger is a pass. They use the little monkey emojis that cover their eyes, ears, and mouth casually in messages. Do you know those emojis? It's like speak no.
My standards must be very low. If I have feelings for them, smash. They're being them.
My God. Okay. They check themselves in on Facebook.
You love Facebook today. Pass.
Like if they check themselves into the emergency room, I don't want to hear about it. So you're walking down the street and you hear a siren. You look at the hot guy leaving the gym. Fly fit. And in this case, the guy's wearing GA shorts.
Okay.
They look you in the eye. Yeah. And as the ambulance passes, they bless themselves. Smash or pass?
Babe, that sounds exactly like us meeting in Phoenix Park. Smash.
Smash.
Smash because I was like, it's very considerate.
No, but babe, I'm not religious, but I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like that is, it's like, you know when you're watching, and I don't watch it, sport, and like they come out onto the pitch, and they touch the grass, and they kiss their fingers, and they throw their hand up in the air. I don't even know. It's toxic masculinity, but I love it. They believe in Alex Ferguson, babe. Sir Alex Ferguson is
Arsene Wenger. Where are you?
Is the new Messiah. Here's another one for you. They're putting
just had a flashback to the go for worst it. Thing I've ever. Smash or pass, okay? You're on date number 5.
Yeah.
It's lovely. He's like, I'll drop you home. He's like, my car is just around the corner. And so like you're waiting outside, whatever. Comes around, you see, like
it's a Honda
coming
Civic.
Around, it can be whatever it wants.
Okay.
Let's call it a Mini.
Right? If it's a Honda Civic, it's a pass.
It's cute. It's cuter to imagine a Mini, right? So I see a Mini coming around the corner.
Yeah, it's a gay man, okay.
The car's coming around the corner and I'm seeing it. I was like, oh, this is nice to get a lift home. Anyway, the car pulls up. Didn't realise that the car had just been to the beautician's because the headlights had eyelashes.
Did you get into the car?
Yes!
Why?
Never saw him again.
Yeah, well, obviously, but babe.
The car had eyelashes.
Now, I keep saying, was it a gay man? Obviously, it was. Now, do I kind of love it? What kind of car was it?
It was BMW.
Did it? No. BMW? No, but pass. You can't put lashes on a BMW.
Well, like, they were.
But also, they were also work, bitch. So, okay, so you go on holidays with someone for the first time. Once you arrive, you head to the pool and they start doing proper laps. Smash or pass?
Smash.
No, babe, no.
But like, they're...
Like, what? Competitive laps in the pool.
Yeah, but like, if I go on holidays, how long are you on holidays for?
If I'm going on holidays, I'm not going with Michael Phelps. We're having
a
water fight.
Yeah, but you can do that as well.
Our handstands in the pool smash. And that's it.
Smash.
See, that's because you're an athlete.
No, smash. Smash because I can't swim. That's a turn on.
You're in a restaurant and the person you're with can't decide what to order. Mm-hmm. They decide to try something new, justifying it by saying that if they don't like it, they can just have some of yours instead. Smash or pass?
Smash.
You're a freak. I'm sorry now. All I'm telling you is...
How long are you with
them? No, they can eat their own. If I order something and they don't like theirs, that's their own fault.
You accept the love you think of yourself.
Do you know what? You're far too nice. Last one. He wears headphones with the wire.
Yeah, but what if you just... Oh, babe, you're a capitalist.
Fucking hell. Stop. You're making me feel bad about myself.
That's the worst thing.
This is your post-episode PSA, girls. As you could probably tell, myself and Connor didn't see eye to eye on green and red flags. So we've decided that dating wasn't for us and we're just going to remain as friends. I know it's hard to hear. I'm as heartbroken as you are, but such is life. Nah, I'm only kidding. A massive thank you again to Connor for coming on and being so open. It actually takes so much courage to be able to speak so openly about your struggles like that. But what I admire about him the most is that he can talk about something like that and then bring the vibes at the end. I don't know how he does it. It's a skill in itself. And that's it for episode 7 of The Voice Note. As always, if you want to get in on the crack, go over and follow me on Instagram, Twitter or TikTok. My handles are Podrick_WMC on all of them. And I'm also going to put Connor's handles in the episode information so you can go over and get in the chaos with him as well. I'm back in 2 weeks' time with episode 8. But in the meantime, stand by the wall and mind yourselves. And thanks so much as ever for listening to The Voice Note.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.